For the first time in 4 years, the economy lost jobs last month. That gloomy news from the Labor Department today. It signals the economy has slowed down a lot. And it has some analysts worrying that this could be an early sign of recession, although not all agree. And late today came word that Countrywide Financial Corporation, the nation's largest mortgage lender, plans to cut up to 12,000 jobs over the next few months. In a few minutes, we'll talk with MIT economics professor William Wheaton. First, NPR's Frank Langfitt has more on today's Labor Department report and some of the reaction to it.
Here's what economic analysts had to say this morning after they read the government's job numbers for August.
Well, this was a worse report than anybody had been anticipating.
It's pretty disastrous.
Shocked.
That was Nigel Gault of Global Insight, John Sylvia from Wachovia, and John Challenger of the staffing firm Challenger Gray and Christmas. Analysts thought the economy would grow by about 110,000 jobs in August. Instead, it went in the other direction, losing 4,000 jobs. The stock market wasn't happy. The Dow Jones was down sharply this afternoon. People blamed the decline in jobs on the housing slump and the tightened credit market. Nigel Gault said businesses seem wary about adding more workers at an uncertain time.
If firms look around, see the headlines about slowing growth, tighter financial conditions, the natural response is to become more cautious in your hiring, just in case it turns out that there's a worst-case outcome for the economy. You don't want to be caught with too much staff on hand.
The construction and manufacturing sectors posted some of the biggest losses. Companies in the mortgage lending sector have announced huge layoffs as well, but most of them didn't show up in today's report. In fact, this afternoon, the lender Countrywide said it would cut up to 12,000 jobs over the next several months. The company expects its business to drop by a quarter next year. In a letter, Countrywide CEO Angelo Mozzillo called the current environment, quote, the most severe in the contemporary history of our industry. Nigel Gault said next month's report will begin to show the real impact of the subprime mortgage meltdown.
We've got to expect that the September number is going to be worse. The job losses, they're likely in the tens of thousands.
Like many other analysts, Gault called on the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates to help businesses and homeowners.
So there will be some people who, with lower interest rates, will be able to make their payments. And also, it encourages banks to lend. It encourages people to borrow. I mean, we have to be realistic about it. Lower interest rates are not going to stop the slowdown in the economy. It's a question of trying to mitigate the damage.
Most analysts expect the Fed will cut rates by at least a quarter of a percentage point at its next meeting, September 18th. So what are the chances of recession? Wachovia's John Sylvia thinks it's still unlikely, but he worries about more jolts.
Given this kind of background, when we talk about slower job growth and therefore slower consumer income growth, it doesn't take much for another shock to come along, perhaps oil prices, to really move us into a recessionary scenario.
At least one analyst was hopeful. Jim Glassman is a senior economist with J.P. Morgan Chase. He said the jobs report showed a bigger loss in government employment than probably occurred. He expected that sector to snap back this month and help the overall job picture for September.
We could see a payroll number that's up 50,000 or 100,000.
There was one positive number in today's report. Unemployment remains steady at 4.6%. But economists said that wasn't because people were finding lots of work. Instead, it was because hundreds of thousands had stopped looking. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.